We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
The approaching Roger Ebert Film Festival is the big draw for a series of screenings in Champaign-Urbana at the end of the month. But there's a growing effort to show off locally made movies. Like last year, the new Art Film Festival will again coincide with the Boneyard Arts Festival. But this time, all the films will be shown in one evening. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bosser talked with publisher and festival program director Jason Pankoki about the expanding list of local filmmakers showcasing their work tomorrow night.
This year, we just wanted to keep it more tight and concise for various reasons. But luckily, we did get a very good, solid body of work. Almost all the material we're showing at the New Art Film Festival this year was made in Champaign-Urbana. There are two short films that are of Chicago origin, but even those have some sort of ties with people, places, things here in CU.
Well, before we talk, I guess, about specific movies, I mean, how has that grown in terms of just the local filmmaking scene and how much a crop of filmmakers are we seeing?
Sure. I mean, it's still very nascent, but I think there's a solidifying base now. You know, the act of making a movie, especially one that is more of for more narrative means or that's more of a storytelling nature versus producing regular documentary programming for television, radio, etc. You know, it's still catch-as-catch-can when these projects pop up. Lately, you know, I could honestly say we might see 2 to 3 like feature-length dramatic or comedic films made in the area per year. A smattering of short films, both by, you know, area residents, and then, of course, you know, the students are always playing with video and making their own projects. So it's been slowly creeping up as far as just overall amount of production right now. I think part of the wonder of the internet is making connections like that. So, you know, several of the recent productions, the larger productions like the dance movie Leading Ladies, where that brought in people from all over the U.S. So that is possible. It's showing that doing this sort of work, whether it's professionally or for artistic reasons or anything in between, it's possible to make quality work like that here in CU.
What kind of exposure, other than this, are these kinds of movies getting?
You know, a lot of it depends on the gumption of the people behind the movies. For instance, the short film Once Upon a Time in 1972, which was created by Chris and Ann Lukman, who are both UI alums. They moved back into the area last summer. You know, it's a short film. It's kind of a quirky science fiction retro film, you know, but that because it's more genre-based, that's the sort of film that's going to play easier at, like, the convention circuit. You know, they showed it at the big C2E2 kind of entertainment expo up in Chicago a couple of weeks ago. But that just, again, because of the subject matter and the feel for that, that's the sort of circuit they can play with a movie like that. Similar thing with Ed Glazer and Press Start to Continue, which is his kind of video game homage slash parody film, which we're going to show, again, because that has genre trappings, and there's definitely fan audiences that will respond to that. He goes to certain gaming conventions and events where it's just going to click. Other films are taking a more traditional route, trying to get out there through film festival play, such as our other feature, Amber Rose, directed by Mike Tripetti, which is, you know, more of a somber character piece, a dramatic piece. And that one has started to pick up dates at mid-sized regional film festivals, so it's just trying to get more and more build-up through that avenue. And then you have, just as an example of kind of the most typical mindset a lot of people have about, okay, if movies come out, they're going to play in theaters, right? They're going to come out on DVD, right? You know, Robin Christen, who runs the local Dreamscape Cinema, we showed a couple of his films last year. We don't have anything of his this year. But, for instance, with a couple of his local productions, you know, two films, Sheba and Disconnect, were released nationally on DVD within weeks of each other earlier this year. So it's to whatever your your goals are, you know, and how, I guess, how hardy of a soul you are to keep, you know, the classic plugging the pavement.
So any other movies we haven't mentioned?
As far as the festival, like I said, Press Start 2 and Amber Rose are our two features. All the rest of the material that we're showing are short films that kind of range between 5 minutes and 25 minutes. Some select pieces include a dance for film thesis piece directed by Katrina Hertu called Probability of Possibilities. It's kind of a extrapolation of a segment from the classic children's tale, The Little Prince, but using dance students in place of certain characters in kind of a dance Greek chorus that appears throughout the meeting between the fox and the prince. So we're going to show that. Other films include The Window into Time, which is directed by a local engineering grad student named Thomas Nickel, who basically makes movies on a lark just for the heck of it. That short is kind of a H.P. Lovecraft-derived tale of scientists playing with the unknown they probably shouldn't even touch. So you can kind of imagine where that's going to go. Going to have a music video from the band Elsinore called Wooden Houses, directed by Don Ferguson, and that's a computer animated film. Another one by Thomas Nickel called Bedtime for Timmy, which has actually been getting a lot of play. That's a stop-motion animated short where he did the whole thing of building the physical set and the characters and doing the frame-by-frame animation in the classic sense. So those are a few pieces. I can tell you that the basic structure of the film festival, which is a single-day, all-day event, and it's going to be free admission. 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, April 8th, is going to be a series of short films. Then at 7 p.m. will be two of the shorts I just mentioned, Bedtime for Timmy and the Elsinore music video, Wooden Houses, and then the local public premiere of Press Start 2 Continue. I keep wanting to say Press Start 2, but I guess the 2 Continue is video game slang. And then at 9 o'clock is going to be, again, the local public premiere of the feature Amber Rose. And then at 11 o'clock till about, we're guessing 12:15, is going to be our final block of short films. And that those are definitely going to be on the weirder side. Obviously, that's more for the older crowd. But
yeah, the crowd that tends to go to the late night movies.
Yeah, so you have plenty of time afterwards. You know, I'm not going to condone how you recover after watching the movies, but they're solid. I think what's going to surprise a lot of people if you would actually stay for the duration is just the variety of material and the quality. With my writing and my publishing and just promoting events like this, you know, I still feel there's kind of an underdog status with people who try to make creative media, meaning narrative storytelling type media in the area. You know, a lot of these films are by some of those core, you know, shining lights in filmmaking here in CU and the immediate area. And it's interesting stuff. It's good stuff. And I hope people who attend enjoy it. But also, you know, this is, to me, it's like the important second half. Hopefully there's a continuing building energy where people, especially who are interested in the media arts, or more specifically the entertainment, arts and entertainment, will see the possibility of opportunities to make their own films, to join in on the next projects of the people whose films are showing now, that can kind of build and reciprocate.
Jeff Bossert spoke with Jason Pankoki about the new Art Film Festival starting tomorrow night at 5 at the Art Theater in downtown Champaign. The full schedule of shorts and feature films is available online at the CU Art, that's all one word, thecuart.com, or on our website at will.illinois.edu.